Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Josie Thompson. She is an intern in the 4-H Office for Frontier Extension District. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about how you managed to end up being a 4-H intern.
The last 2 years, I've been a 4-H ambassador in Osage County, and I just never left really the 4-H area over here. And when I heard about the internship, I just decided that it'd be a great opportunity for me to take.
What was the application process like for you? Did you have to submit things that you had done when you were in 4-H?
Yeah, that's one thing about 4-H, having record books. It was a pretty easy process. I just looked at everything that I had kept in records from the last couple of years and just took them and submitted some things and had a cover letter and then had my interview. And now I'm here.
What did you like about being an ambassador, and was something that maybe you thought would help you moving into the intern role?
One thing I really enjoyed about being an ambassador for Osage County was getting to make a lot of connections with people that just being a 4-H'er, you're not always being able to do, such as with being an ambassador, you get to have those kids look up to you. And kind of the same thing as being an intern is you get to go to all these different fairs and work with kids in the community and help make connections with different children.
I would imagine you'll be broadening your horizons a little bit. I know there are several fairs over in Osage County, but being as part of Frontier District, you're probably working with some of the ones in Franklin and Anderson County too, right?
Yes.
And what types of things do you think you'll see that might be a little bit different that you might be able to take back to the Osage County office?
One thing that'll be really interesting is being over at Osage, we just have our two fairs, and I've never really branched out and gone to too many other fairs than just watching shows and stuff. So it'll be good to go hang out with those people and really get to see how their fairs run. So yeah, I'll go to the Ottawa Fair and then to Anderson County Fair too.
Now, when I was talking to Ethan last week, he said that you all were getting ready to do some training at that point in time. How was that training? I think it was this past week, wasn't it?
Yeah, our training for our internship was last Thursday and Friday, and it was really fun. We got to meet all of the other interns here in Kansas, and I think in total there's 57 of us interns here in Kansas right now, and it was really cool to get to hear different things that they're planning on doing in their communities and trying to make those same connections with ours and seeing how every 4-H club is a little bit different and how cool each of us have so many different connections.
I understand that you all are planning some really big things for the 4-H'ers during this summer besides the fairs.
Mm-hmm. We are working on doing a bicycling program here at the Linden office, and then in Ottawa and Garnett we will be doing between 4 to 7 different groups throughout the summer of just trying to have these kids learn how to ride bikes and getting them outside and showing them different things. I haven't quite worked out everything, but I can just imagine how much of an impact we're going to make on all these kids with this bicycle program.
Now, does this internship help you out with career goals?
Yeah, I feel like this is going to definitely show me some doors that will be open for me afterwards. I haven't quite figured out what I want to do after college, but I definitely think having this internship will definitely tell me that. I can foresee it being somewhere either in the ag world or even in 4-H.
We look forward to good things from you and your fellow interns throughout the rest of the summertime. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall.